Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin property taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, the 18th of December, 2024. Happy Wednesday to you. And according to my wife, today is national. I have 427 more to-do list items before I can even think about relaxing for the holidays day. Maybe an answer for everyone out there is by celebrating National Regifting Day on Thursday. Also, I will propose that everyone out there adopt National Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day. It's easy. Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Just consider it. It's all I can ask. Also, don't be surprised if you hear that when you call the international headquarters of the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. Also, Saturday is the first day of winter, and Sunday is National Cookie Exchange Day. Monday is Festivus, and since 2024 was such a barrel full of chaos, best start your grievances list today. And for goodness sake, choose your feats of strength responsibly. Now that we have you all set up for the week, let's jump into some news together. And let's start with your tax dollars hard at work. You may have heard that $550 million from the state was the total dollar amount that they promised to invest in AmFam Field to bribe the Brewers to extend their lease through 2050. That was just made official earlier today. But a lesser known way that your tax dollars are being dumped into sports facilities is in the city of Madison. The two ice arenas in town are owned and run by a nonprofit. Well, they are in default on the $1.6 million balance of the loan that they owe the city, let alone $3 plus million of repairs they claim the building needs, which I think is being dramatic because a new Zamboni was on the list, and that isn't building repairs. So the number does maybe sound a little bit inflated to me, but anyway. Unfortunately enough, the nonprofit had the possibility of a buyer. UW-Madison alum and NHL All-Star hockey player Ryan Suter. The leaders of the nonprofit rejected the sale when he offered it. Now he's building a facility in a distant suburb. And who's left holding the bag? You guessed it. It's going to be the taxpayer. And even if the plan to make a new nonprofit that will buy the building for $1, and doesn't this sound like a government-level idea, a few of the people from the old nonprofit will be involved in the transition, which makes me wonder why we'd allow this to be run with people that were part of the team that ran it into the ground in the first place. Your tax dollars, hard at work. Even if you don't live in Madison because they're running in circles screaming the sky is falling, at the end of the day, the bits of shared revenue that could have come to your town that already needs to be sliced and diced in a thousand different ways is going to end up somewhere else. In other news, taxpayer news, an interesting national survey came out that asked voters if they knew what DOGE is. DOGE is the acronym for the Department of Government Efficiency, which is focused on reducing waste and spending at the federal government level. They found that 19% of people knew, 67% didn't know, and that 9% said it was a form of crypto, which is funny because technically the answer isn't wrong. There is a Dogecoin. It is a thing, but it's not the answer they were looking for. Even more interesting when it was explained that it is a new department proposed by President-elect Trump and led by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, 21% strongly opposed it, 25% strongly support it, 17% aren't sure, the rest floating somewhere in between. Therefore, looks like we're in about the same spot as we've ever been. 25% of the population doesn't trust or agree with the people on the opposing political viewpoint and vice versa. And if not much happens, who ends up losing out? Here's a hint, it's not the tax spender. And again, that's discouraging. In other taxpayer news, two Wisconsin companies are repaying Paycheck Protection Program funds, better known as PPP loans, Many were forgiven, but the University Club of Milwaukee is paying back $3.3 million because of their restrictive membership policies, because not everybody can join. It sounds like they can't qualify for PPP loans and need to pay it back instead of taking the matter to court. And a company called Zund America is paying back over $1 million thanks to an internal whistleblower. Sounds like the government is not uncovering the fraud unless it falls into their lap. Makes me hope that the Department of Government Efficiency isn't just focused on cutting jobs and $10,000 hammers out of the spending, but maybe some refocusing of the assets we already have to actively investigating areas of fraud on these massive programs that were focused on just getting out the money as a main priority, no matter where it went. And hey, it's an example of how they were awesome and efficient and executing the mission. But now maybe we need to put the dragnet out and round up some of the fraud and the millions of dollars that shouldn't have been blasted out there in the first place. And in other news, the DNR issued a press release that gave some updates on the crude oil spill from Enbridge Energy's Line 6 pipeline, happening kind of in the southeast corner of Dane County and southwest corner of Jefferson County. Here's the timeline. On November 11th, Enbridge reported a 2-gallon spill of crude oil. 3 days later, on November 14th, they revised the estimated spill quantity to 126 gallons. On December 13th, so about a month later, the estimate was again revised to 69,300 gallons. I get it that if the pipeline's buried, it may be hard to fix, but at some point, don't you think you should turn off the faucet there? Oh. But rest assured, the press release came out 4 days after that latest update, and they said, quote, the DNR plans to conduct another site visit within the next week, unquote. As I read this, my first impression was that there doesn't seem to be a sense of urgency from anyone here at all. 69,000 gallons of crude oil spilt so far and counting? Hopefully there's more to the story and some reasonable expectations, but so far, it sure doesn't look good. I sure hope it gets resolved before the holidays, because if people need to be getting paid double time and holiday pay, I'm sure that somehow it will come back to either the ratepayer slash consumer slash taxpayer slash all the above. And finally, in related energy news, the WEC Energy Group, the publicly traded parent company of We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service and other companies in Indiana and Illinois, blah, 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 announced earlier this month that they plan to increase their dividend payout to increase by 6.9% in the first quarter of 2025. What a coincidence, since in the beginning of November, the Wisconsin Public Service Commission approved a 12.39% increase over 2 years for We Energies customers that would take effect in 2025 and 2026. I know it's not the whole story for the whole company, but really, those numbers seem to conveniently line up. And on top of that, with that one quarter dividend payout, WEC Energy Group will have 330 consecutive quarters of paying a dividend to its stockholders. Merry Christmas, We Energies customers. They left you the short end of the stick under the tree. Heck, even on his worst day, Santa treats you better. At least he leaves you a chunk of coal for you to warm up with. No strings attached. And finally, I give you two quotes today. First is from an instant classic when our hero, in the heat of battle, springs into action and shouts, "Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?" The second is inspired from our episode, and I quote, "We must not tolerate oppressive government or industrial oligarchy in the form of monopolies and cartels," unquote, from Henry A. Wallace. Have a great second half of your week. And as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every snow-covered corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.